Care Coaches Insight Programs. It's the final week of the regular season in high school football. We're joined now by Atchison County football coach Cody Tettmeyer here. It's brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. A lot to dive into here over the next handful of minutes, Coach. But let's start last week, a non-district game at Jefferson West. Jeff West, they've been one of the surprise teams here in the state. They are a very good team, and just one loss to their credit. You go there, Tigers get the win, and I say Tigers, I mean Jeff West, 50-12, that final score. You've had a little bit of time to kind of dissect that film probably and dissect that game overall. What'd you take away from that game against Jeff West last week?
Obviously, I've said it before, but credit to them. You know, like you said, they're a surprise this year, and they're, you know, Coach Swin's got them going in the right direction, and they know what's going on. They came out fired up, ready to go. We got a lot of athletes on the field, a lot of guys that, a lot more guys on the outside, you know, receiver wise that could go up and make plays. Those guys did a great job of just snatching the ball out of the air all night. You know, there were several times we had great coverage and they just still went up and got the ball. And that's tough to coach. That's tough to, you know, come back from when you're in the right position and the other team just makes a better play. I mean, they're a good team. We did some good things at times. You know, we started the game off pretty well and then, you know, made a couple mistakes, and then we go downhill.
What'd you think of their defense? They've been very active. They got big bodies up front on the defensive line. I know at times it was maybe a struggle trying to find that consistency and moving the ball. What was so challenging moving the ball against their defense?
I think that's the biggest thing is they're just a lot bigger than we are. You know, we're a little undersized on the offensive line, and we're a little inexperienced. But I mean, I say inexperienced. We're in week nine now, but. You know, guys that are first year on the offensive line and we're missing one of our starters and, you know, we're first couple guys up there kind of first year in high school football. So it's just kind of an eye opening seeing some bigger guys up there, some guys that, you know, Jeff West got two or three guys that know what's going on. They're big, they're fast, they're aggressive, they get off the ball well. And that was kind of an eye opener for them. And, you know, obviously we saw that against Sabetha and we're going to see it again against Nemaha Central. So, That's kind of what it is. We got to learn to, you know, we've got some decent size to us too, but we got to get off the ball a little better, and you know, that's where it starts.
Yeah, we'll get your thoughts on Nemaha Central here in a moment, but it's crazy to think how fast the regular season goes. It doesn't feel like all that long ago we were talking about the season opener against McLouth. Now we're getting ready for the final game of the regular season in which you go to Nemaha Central, but from that first week to where we are now, just the progression and the growth that you've seen from your team. Talk about that aspect and what you've seen kind of in that regard over the last couple of months.
You know, it's really tough as the season goes, it gets older, and the teams you get obviously get a lot better. You know, the back end of our schedule is so packed with really good teams, and you know, it's tough to see the growth, but we are doing, you know, the biggest thing I've seen in the last couple of weeks is we are sticking together. You know, the seniors are still leading. They did a great job of practice this week, just trying to keep guys on task. And that was our big message Friday night was, you know, we have to stick together. We have to continue. Good teams don't fall apart. And, you know, I would say that's the biggest thing for us this year is we have not fallen apart. Friday was tough but last week, but, you know, kids have bounced back with a pretty decent week of practice this week, and we're ready to go.
Let's talk about Nemaha Central. You mentioned the back half of that schedule just being loaded, and you're not wrong about that. Sabetha, Jeff West, Nemaha Central, Royal Valley, all out of the Big East, and, you know, three of those four teams were the top three teams in the Big East with Sabetha, Nemaha, and Jeff West. This Thunder team, of course, a couple of state titles, you know, 23 and 24 last year, or 22-23, and then last year, of course, they get to the title game again but come up a little bit short, so they've been to three straight state championship games. They still have Carter Hike. I think it starts with him in terms of the preparation. Is it key just honing in on him for the most part? Because it seems like they got a few more playmakers than maybe in years past.
I mean, you can't ever take away from Carter Hike or a guy like that. The guy's got 10,000 yards in his high school career. So, obviously, that's where it all starts. But when you have that one guy and so many people focus on that, he does a great job of getting the ball to other people. And I mean, obviously, they don't go to state title games with one guy. So they have a lot of athletes. They got some big guys up front, and, you know, they know what to do with the ball. They're very well coached. Glatzik does a great job up there. And, you know, they figure out how to win games. If you shut them down in one aspect, they're going to figure out how to, you know, kind of overcome that. and that's going to be a heck of a challenge for us this week.
Certainly Jeff West was a little more pass-heavy. Nemaha, obviously, they like to run it with Carter, but it seems like they are throwing it a little bit more this season. Do you see that, and do you see kind of a different multitude of aspects with their offense, maybe compared to last year or the year before?
Yeah, they use the quarterback run game, but the run game in general to try to open up the pass game, you know, get those corners and those D-backs to bite on the run and kind of get their eyes on the run, and then they pull up and hit you deep with the pass over the top, and it just takes a lot of discipline. You know, guys have to continue to do their job and understand what their position is and why they're there, and then, you know, when the opportunity arises, go make a play.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys for this one on Friday night. What do you want to see from your team at Nemaha Central?
Number one, we got to get better up front, making sure we know where the ball's going, making sure where we're blocking is correct. And, you know, the backfield just got to get downhill. We got to control the ball. We got to continue moving forward and just not make the big mistakes that we had the last couple weeks. You know, we get backed up or have a bad snap or whatever the case, and we get backed up even more, and we're just not built to overcome that. So take care of the ball. Limit our mistakes, and, you know, our big thing is if we have the ball, they can't score. So take care of it and give them, you know, go surprise them.
There it is. Atchison County football coach Cody Tettmeyer joining us. They'll be at Nemaha Central to wrap up the regular season. Tigers have clinched a spot in the postseason. We'll go on the road in week number 9, but trying to get some momentum going into that one here after this week. Coach, we always appreciate it. Thanks again. We'll do it one more time next week.
You bet. Thank you very much.